It's the Escape Artist Podcast at DonkeyJawProjects.com, hosted by yours truly, Marshall Couture, also known as Black.
We make, relate, create, it's change harness. The soul within the comics and movies that they market. Activating people's imaginations, the target, work the hardest. With passion and heart, it's Escape Artist.
What's up, everybody? This is Marshall Couture, also known as Plex in hip-hop circles, and you're listening to the Escape Artist Podcast. And this may or may not be episode 50. I don't have anything specifically, like, special planned for 50. I kind of put a thing out on Facebook about it, and nobody really, I shouldn't say nobody, there was a couple of people who answered, but not really much. So I'm like, well, I don't know, you know, if nobody's really cares, I don't know. Actually, I mean, I still wanted to do something, but I just haven't really had a chance to organize it, and I don't know what I would do, but I was thinking, the only other thing I was thinking is, like, getting, like, just a bunch of people onto Google Hangouts and doing kind of a, you know, a big episode or whatever. And I might still do that, but the thing is I just don't have the, like, I haven't had the time lately. Just been a lot of family things going on, you know, so any time I do have is pretty random, and it would be basically me just saying to everybody, hey, I'm going to do a Google Hangout. Let me know if you want to be on there. I'm going to do it in like 10, 15 minutes. And then just kind of going for it. So, I don't know. Who knows? Maybe that'll still happen. But yeah, I don't know. It's going to be kind of a weird number 50 if nothing ends up happening. Because things are a little odd right now for me with the art and stuff. I had an awesome episode last week with Eddie Crosby. If you haven't listened to that, please go and listen to that. There were two parts to it because it ended up being like an almost 3-hour conversation. So that was awesome. Was really excited to finally talk kind of one-on-one to Eddie Crosby, who, as you guys know, I've been a fan of for a long time, and, you know, I was talking about all the art he sent me one time, and, you know, it's really cool, and I love his stuff, so it was really cool to kind of hear more about him and his journey through art and all that. I got a couple other people I want to get on the podcast soon. I mean, really a lot of people, but two that I've actually talked to about it. Scott Circland and Javier Hernandez. So definitely go to their sites. Circworks.com for Scott Circland. That's spelled S-E-R-K. Works, like the word work. And then Javzilla.com, JAVZILLA.com, for Javier Hernandez. And he just put out a couple new books, sort of. Like, I don't know, and that's kind of what I wanted to talk to him about, too, was he's working or finished, I don't know if he finished yet, a new El Muerto book. And, you know, I would definitely want to check that out, but I wanted to do a podcast to kind of promote that book, so that's why I contacted him initially, but I don't know if he's already finished it. He works pretty quick, so I wouldn't be surprised if it's done. But he also published, I don't know, it's called, like, Comics. Like, the first one is called, like, Comics, and the second one's called, like, More Comics. And I think, you know, it's reprints of some stuff, but, you know, he's done a lot of these, like, little, he did, like, the one-page stories and just little mini kind of comics here and there. He's always putting out new projects. So I think he kind of collected a bunch of those into, you know, one volume. And then he did that twice because there's new stuff. So that's what the new one is, I guess. I mean, I really don't know 100% exactly what it is. But yeah, go to Hobzilla.com, go check that out. Especially if you're a fan of, you know, stuff like Steve Ditko or Jack Kirby. Because that's where he draws a lot of his influence. And the thing that really excites me about Javier Hernandez is there's a few things, but he's one of those kind of guys who kind of the old school style where it's like superhero comics, and he likes to create a lot of different, you know, characters and books based on, like, he's kind of doing his own version of, like, if he was Jack Kirby almost, it seems like, you know, just putting out a bunch of different ideas. So that is always exciting to me, because I'm all about creating new characters and stuff. That's what I love, you know, and what I tend to go towards. And then also, you know, when you read his books, they're not, you know, it kind of is tricky when you read it. You would think kind of by looking at it that, oh, these are like, you know, superhero comics, and they're just going to be fun, you know, superhero stuff. But when you read them, there's definitely more to it. You know, he's not a surface writer, you know what I mean? Like, he puts his heart and soul into it. He puts a lot of kind of philosophical stuff in there. And, yeah, it runs a little deeper than you would expect, maybe, if you just kind of judged it off of appearances. I'm not saying the appearances are bad or anything. I love his art. But, you know, it looks kind of like the old, like, superhero stuff. And which is, you know, there is awesome old stuff, but there's also, and I think he really is hugely influenced by Ditko and Kirby. So, you know, that when you look behind just the art of Ditko and Kirby, you do get a lot of, like, philosophical stuff, and it does run deeper than just, you know, just heroes running around punching each other, basically, you know. So, yeah, so anyways, that's kind of my little promo for him. His stuff is awesome. Definitely go check it out. I really loved Coma. That was one that he did that I really liked. Go check that out if you know, you're interested. And, yeah. So, let's see, what else? Yeah, I guess I've been kind of in a funk lately. I think what happened is I got a little burnt out. There was a lot of stuff going on in August, which I've talked about. And, you know, I have a lot of family things that happen, a lot of birthday things and stuff in August. That's just every year. And then I also have, it's also, you know, that's like, there's always a lot of conventions in August. And so I went to two of them. I probably could have found more to go to, you know, and I was hanging out with buddies and stuff here and there. So it was kind of hard to keep up. And then I added like two or three challenges onto that, you know. Initially, you know, I started up the 100 Days of Comics, so that was going on throughout August, and I was keeping up with it pretty well during August, so that was a workload. And then, you know, later on, I started doing these verses, you know, the verse a day thing, which, you know, that was going on. And I also decided to try to fill up a whole sketchbook in August, so I definitely bit off way more than I could chew. And then with the music thing, doing these verses, I was like, oh, I'm going to make a collaboration album since I'm doing all these verses with all these awesome MCs and stuff. But, yeah, I'm such a crazy person, man. I just, I always just bite off more than I can chew, and now I'm, you know, in kind of la-la land, all unfocused and stuff again, like I wasn't, like I've been talking about how I struggle with that stuff, you know, so I'm trying to kind of take inventory and maybe cut some things out, because this is getting ridiculous. So I've been in a funk. You know, that plus, it's like I want to make forward momentum and progress in my life, just in general, not even thinking necessarily about art, even though that's totally intertwined in it. But, you know, I really want to advance, and like, I know that I'm not supposed to, I'm like not meant to just be in these, you know, this kind of job where it's just manual labor. And I mean, I feel like I need to be pushing towards something and getting more traction, you know what I mean? Like, and of course my passions happen to be things that are extremely difficult to make any traction monetarily, you know? So, you know, that kind of does bring me down, because it's like, I have goals in my life, you know, like, I have desires of things I want to accomplish, I'm very patient, you know, I'm not, you know, anxious about it too much usually, but I don't know, I'm usually pretty patient about it, but it's getting to a point where it's like, you know, you kind of feel like you're running in place and maybe even moving backwards while you're running. You feel like you're trying to run forward, but, you know, it just, you're not getting anywhere, and it's kind of getting to a point where it's like, you almost want to quit just because you can't get anywhere, you know? And, you know, I mean, honestly, the art and music will never stop. Even if I quit in a week, I'd be, like, back on top of it again, because I just can't not do what I love to do. But, you know, I'm just wondering if there's some other avenue, but, you know, I'm always exploring that. You guys have heard my wonderings about that, you know, probably ad nauseum. But, so yeah, I just been a little bit frustrated with all that. I just know that I have the passion to push forward, and it's like, there's some things, like, I've heard, like I said, I always listen to these business podcasts and whatnot, and one thing that people have said is, when you start, like, a new project or business or anything like that, one sign that, you know, you kind of test things, you know, you start off small and whatnot, and, you know, a sign that it's worth continuing to pursue is if you've had some initial success. It doesn't have to be like, you know, you're making a living all of a sudden right away or anything crazy like that, but if, like, you've introduced this thing and you have had some people get kind of excited about it and buy it and stuff like that. So, and, you know, for me, it's always been, I don't know, I guess I kind of have a little bit. It's been a gradual thing, though, not like an initial thing. And, like, when I released this Hiding in the Light comic, you know, I got, I think, 5 sales. And I could see that, you know, a couple people were people who, you know, normally buy my stuff anyways. And then, like, a few other people were, you know, new people who I just had recently met. you know, but it's mostly, like, people through, like, the 100 days of making comics and stuff like that. So that was actually encouraging, you know, because it's like, oh, okay, so I'm adding some people who might be interested in continuing to, you know, get into my stuff. But they're, for the most part, peers, which is fine. That's awesome. Like, I think that's very important to support your peers and to get support from your peers, even if it's sometimes them buying your stuff and you buying their stuff. I don't negate that at all. I'm very, very happy about that, you know. But, you know, for the most part, usually it seems like the stuff is like pulling teeth, you know, trying to get people to buy stuff. I mean, I mentioned on the podcast and in the videos, sometimes, not always, but, you know, I often mention the whole Patreon thing. You know, come and support, you know, throw a dollar my way a month or something like that. And nobody has signed up, you know. When I initially set it up, you know, a few people signed up. I have four people now, and that was it, you know. And that's cool, awesome, glad for that. But it's like, you would think you would get, like, maybe a little trickle effect, you know, even. Like, even one a month would be nice, you know. Also, you know, I always mention at the end of the podcast, I try to, or it's also at the last little blurb that automatically gets tagged onto the end of the podcast, you know, for people to go to the iTunes and leave a rating and stuff like that. And so I was like, and this isn't me, like, complaining to you guys, you know, your little listeners, and I know, you know, it's almost like, oh, well, I'm, like, begging you guys. No, I'm not at all. Like, it's fine. I don't really even care that much. Like, it doesn't emotionally, like, my self-esteem isn't necessarily affected. I just am talking more matter-of-fact because this is my journey, and that's kind of what this whole podcast a lot of times is about, is just kind of documenting my thoughts along this journey. But, so, this is, you know, it goes with what the content of this should be. So, you know, please don't think I'm, like, trying to beg you guys, you know, to do this or this stuff or anything. I'm more just talking about the business stuff. But, you know, I put a lot of work in the social media stuff. I do, you know, all these videos and podcasts and stuff, and really appreciate those who listen. And if you just listen and don't do anything else, that's awesome. I'm cool with that too. Like, that's what this is here for, you know. But I'm not complaining at all, you know. I just don't want anybody to think I'm, like, complaining, because I'm happy to do this just to do this, you know, even if I were to make no money. So it's actually almost like a nice exercise for me. You know, it helps me get my thoughts out there. You know, I gain just from doing this. I get, you know, practice at talking. You know, I'm not a big talker. So, you know, this, it definitely has made me a little bit of a better talker, especially right after I do the podcast. I notice, like, when I, you know, when I'm done recording it, I go and I'm much more talkative and conversational with people, like, the hour after I'm done recording or something. So, you know, that's cool too, and I think that translates over into me just being able to be more personable or something. I don't know, less geeky, less awkward. I don't know. But there's that, and then also just, it helps me to organize my thoughts. It gives me practice on, you know, being somebody who puts himself out there on a regular basis. I like that this is a regular thing, and that's kind of why I'm recording this podcast too, like, and not being like, you know, I know it's number 50, or maybe it'll end up being number 51 if something else comes up, but, you know, yeah, it'd be nice to do something special for number 50, but it's like, I've been really good in keeping the habit at, you know, getting this thing put out on Monday, you know. Even sometimes all I can do is literally get it onto iTunes, like through the iTunes feed by Monday, but it's not even updated on my site yet. But at least that's done by Monday. And then, you know, by the end of the week, I'll, you know, go in and do the show notes and stuff. But usually I get it all done, you know, before Monday. It's just like I said, this last couple months have been, or month and a half, have been a little tough to, I've been playing catch up for a while. But, you know, should be back on track here pretty soon. But, you know, just having that regular output is helpful. You know, there's a lot of ways that, the whole point is there's a lot of ways that just doing the podcast is like a really good exercise for me and helps me to feel like I'm not putting my head in the sand, you know, type of thing. Because, excuse me, as an artist, often I have, you know, I'll go through hot points and then look kind of low points, like I'm at now, like more of a funk type of thing. And, you know, I'll be like all over the internet telling people this, telling people that, talking to people, getting excited, trying to get, you know, projects done, trying to collaborate with people, this and that. And then I'll get to a point where I get kind of burnt out and you won't hear it. You know, I'll still dribble out a few things here and there, but for the most part, you won't really hear a lot from me. For me, I don't know, sometimes it's just a few days, sometimes it might be a couple weeks or something. You know, I never totally 100% blackout from the internet, but, you know, I will kind of lower my activity. And like lately, usually I draw while I'm, you know, watching TV or all that stuff. But like I said, I've been kind of burnt out, and I've just been literally, like, all that time that I watch TV has just been me and my wife watching TV, and that's about it. And I don't really feel like drawing. Although I did knock out a couple sketches. Also, I'm watching a show that I really like to pay attention to. Like, most shows I can kind of just pay half attention to, but you know, this one is actually the I think it's called like Tattoo Masters or something. It's like a competition. I mean, you guys probably know about it. I don't know. It's like a tattoo competition, and it's got like I don't know, the famous guitar player guy and something Navarro or whatever. I'm sure you guys know who he is. I think, who do you play for? Or, I don't know. I can't remember now. It's like Rick Navarro or something like that. And then Nunez, that guy, something Nunez. He's like from one of the other tattoo shows. And then some other guy. I don't know where he's from. But anyways, they're like the judges. You know, it's like one of those typical like judging shows where like you go for a couple weeks or whatever. The people stay there and they compete on their with their art. This one's with tattoos. And really fun. I like it not because, I mean, I don't even have a tattoo, although I really want to get one, especially after watching this. But just the art of it is interesting to me. And I did once do some tattooing on my friend because he really wanted me to get into it. He's like, you're such a good, you know, the typical, you're an artist, you're such a good artist, you should be doing tattoos or something. And I was like, well, at least I'll give it a try at least. So he bought like a bunch of stuff and he had me like touch up some of his tattoos to practice, which is kind of nutty to do for somebody who's never done it, but I did it. I think I did an okay job, but it wasn't really for me. I don't like being somebody who gives people pain is, I guess, my thing, but I would like to get a tattoo, or many, I don't know. It's just the only reason I've never gotten any is because it's so expensive. And it's like, if I have that much money, I'm going to use it to get some new equipment or something, or get my car fixed up or something or whatever. You know, I just never have that kind of money. So, I don't know. Anyways, I really like watching the show, though, because they really actually get into some good, like, art critique stuff. I mean, you know how they are in those shows. They're typically, you know, a little hardcore, you know. I mean, I think they all take a cue from American Idol with Simon Cowell or whatever his name is. And, you know, he was always like a jerk on that show and whatever. Like, I like that show too. But I like a lot of these competition shows, at least if they're somewhere within my interests. But I don't watch them very often. But yeah, this tattoo one's cool. I also love Survivor. I know probably a lot of people are like, oh, Survivor's so dumb. But I don't know. I don't know what it is about that show, but I freaking love that show. Anyways, so yeah, the tattoo show is cool because, you know, each challenge, you know, always has something to do with art, basically. Like, it's always like, meaning, obviously it has to do with art, but meaning, you know, this one challenge will be all about contrast. You know, it's like, all right, we want you to do a tattoo with this and this or whatever, and we want you to show us how you can do contrast really well. And it's so crazy. It's interesting too, because tattoo artists, from what I've seen, and maybe I'm wrong, I don't know, but sometimes tattoo artists aren't necessarily artists. Like, they're not trained as artists. A lot of them maybe didn't go to school for it. You know, I think sometimes some of these art, like, even the word contrast, like, they might not even know what that means, but they've worked in a tattoo shop because they wanted to do tattoos. I mean, contrast is probably one they know, but, you know, some of these, you know, art terms, they might not even know how they work. Sometimes you see some of these people and they're like, they don't really do color, they do grayscale stuff. So then they have a color challenge and it's like, they don't even understand how color works. They don't know, you know, how to use contrasting and complementary colors, and even, you know, necessarily what stuff is where on the color wheel and all that stuff. You know, color theory, basically. So it's interesting to see, and it's funny, it's kind of crazy how sometimes, you know, the judges will ask them to do a certain thing, but then they get all up in their head, you know, trying to do, you know, they're like, well, I'm going to make this like a badass, you know, picture of this, and this, or whatever, and then, but they lose sight of what the actual thing is that they're supposed to be doing, and you're like, you look at it and you're like, how did you, like sometimes, there was one, it was like, make the art look three-dimensional, you know, which is obviously something that's a pretty big deal, you know, in art, that's a technique a lot of people try to accomplish with different forms of art. You know, I'm not saying like super three-dimensional, like illusion type stuff, but just making, I mean, that's kind of the whole point. Like, it's a flat surface, you're creating a flat piece of art, but you still want there to be depth, but the depth is never actually really there. It is an illusion if you can do it. So, I mean, it's interesting because then people will go and they'll be like, oh man, they're all into what they want to make, and then come to find out they do their tattoo or whatever, and there's like literally no depth to it. You know, it doesn't have a 3D feel at all, and you're like, you know, and, you know, with these shows, they're really harsh. They're like, what are you thinking? Like, this sucks. Like, they'll say stuff like that. They're like, this has nothing to do with what we asked for. Like, you need to fix this or else you're going to get kicked out, or you do get kicked out or whatever. So, you know, that's like extreme, but it's still interesting to me because, you know, they bring up a lot of these, you know, art elements that I don't always remember, you know, when I'm doing my art, you know, proportions. Like, sometimes, you know, you think you got a cool drawing, but then if you really look at it, there's some proportions that are off, and, you know, why is this bigger than that? It doesn't make sense, you know, it shouldn't be bigger than, you know, there's a lot of things that I don't check to make sure, you know. And then sometimes, you know, I don't have anybody, a lot of people reading my stuff or looking at my art sometimes, or if they do, they're just like, that's awesome, and that's about it. So, you know, I don't get that critique usually. And some people don't like the idea of critique. I'm cool with it. I don't, you know, I don't take offense, because if I suck, I suck, you know. I'd rather somebody told me, you know, that I suck, and as long as they're not being a dick about it, but, you know, I'd rather they tell me, so that I know. I mean, I'm not going to learn if I don't know that I'm doing something wrong, you know. So, and sometimes people do say stuff, and I guess it does kind of affect me sometimes, but, you know, I usually can stand back from it, at least after the initial blow is done, and look at it objectively. Hey, sometimes your feelings are hurt, you know, and it's like, you do get offended, but eventually you come around, and you're like, you know what, after a week or so, maybe the person's a little bit right, at least, you know, and it, you end up being better for it, you know. So, I mean, everybody's always afraid to hurt everybody's feelings, you know, and it's like, I believe in being sensitive to people, but I think we go a little, nowadays, I don't know, sometimes you go overboard with that, but at the same time, sometimes, you know, people need to be more sensitive. So it's hard to know the balance, I guess. I always err on the side of being, you know, very sensitive and, you know, polite and not rustling people's feathers. I tend to. I used to be kind of more abrasive, though. I even had somebody tell me that I was very antagonistic, and I had to look up the word. And, you know, that kind of put me in my place, and then I realized, you know, she's right, even though I was offended at first. And then I looked into it, and I'm like, you know what, I kind of am. I'm, like, being antagonistic for no reason, just to be a jerk. Like, not just to be a jerk, I didn't think I was being a jerk, but when I thought about it afterwards, I was like, well, yeah, it does come off that way, doesn't it, you know? I'm being like a Mr. Know-it-all or something, you know? So, you know, that kind of, that tendency, I think I've curbed. and I'm a better person for it, you know, for that critique that I got, which was more, didn't feel like a critique, it felt like offensive at first. But, you know, it was somebody who is a friend, you know, so it's like, I guess, you know, that's better. Actually, there's something in the Bible that is interesting. In the Proverbs, it says, there's a few Proverbs that go with this, but one of them, it says something like, the wounds of a friend are faithful. And then there's, like, another one that says, like, the wounds of a friend are better than the compliment of an enemy, or something like that. And yeah, it is true, I believe. So I think it's okay to have a little critique in your life, you know, personally. So yeah, let's see, what else can I talk about? I don't have, like, as you can tell, I don't have, like, a specific topic necessarily. I was kind of thinking of some stuff earlier, but I kind of forgot to. But, you know, the thing is, I want to make these, I want to keep these things going weekly. I don't want to ever really stop that, you know. And that is more important to me than doing a special, you know, episode 50, you know. Hopefully when it comes closer to 100, I'll prepare or have an idea of what I want to do, you know, to make it like a special episode. But, you know, this time around, I'm not sure if I'll get to that. But like I said, who knows, maybe I'll get a bunch of people together this weekend and do a big podcast. We shall see. But, I mean, this weekend is supposed to be a little busy too anyway, so it's probably not going to happen. But yeah, I guess I'll pause it here because I have to stop in a minute anyways, and I'll brainstorm and maybe come up with a couple topics to talk about. Alright, I'll see you in a sec. Alright, so I'm back, and the weekend has happened. I wasn't able to get to the, like, a special podcast thing, unfortunately. But, I was almost going to attempt it, and I had a couple pockets where I thought I was going to have some time, but then that time turned out to not work out, so. Plus, then on Sunday, I was thinking about maybe doing it, but, you know, Peter Paul Miatti has a Studio Synergy, and, Artcasters, he had them both going yesterday, so. You know, I didn't want to step on his toes because there's, you know, if I were to do it, I would have probably tried to get a lot of the same people that he's trying to get on that thing. So, you know, like I said, I didn't want to step on his toes. In fact, I'd want him on there, on the podcast too. So, yeah, that's about it. Yeah, I think I might just kind of keep this podcast short as it is. Still kind of in that funk, but I guess I'm working my way back to working, you know, I don't know. Just kind of thinking about what it would be like to quit. And I know that sounds like a pretty crappy thing to talk about on this podcast, but... I don't know, you know, it's good to look at that, I guess, see what your life would, try to imagine what your life would be like without this stuff, you know, this art and music and whatever it is, you know, as far as actively creating it and trying to make it into a career, you know, and obviously, like, the hobby part would still continue, but I don't know, you know, I kind of, been trying to imagine what it would be like to cut out, you know, a bunch of that activity and maybe pursue something else that would be probably a better career path. And, you know, it's kind of like, I don't know, both ways don't really seem that great. Because, like, what am I going to do on a career path, you know? Nothing really is interesting to me except for art or something related to that. So, I don't know. The only thing I can think of sometimes is like coding or like I was talking about the whole tattooing thing. I don't know, like maybe I could get into doing the tattooing thing. But, you know, I kind of think about what the hours would be like and I don't think it would be too fun. And, I also have dreamed about having my own comic shop before, too. But, just the overhead on something, doing anything with a actual, you know, physical business setup is just... I mean, it's obviously doable. There's businesses all over the place, but how well are they doing? I think, you know, people who have... I've looked into it, and people who have comic stores a lot of times... You know, they go into it and they pretty much go in debt right from the beginning. They're in huge debt and, you know, they never really pay it off. They just keep the doors open to just keep their head above water because if they were to close it, they'd be kind of screwed, you know, so... It's, you know, kind of no wonder you go into these comic shops and they kind of suck, you know, as far as, you know, just the way they have it set up is all like kind of in a cluster sometimes at some of these places. And, you know, the people who are there to talk to you don't really, I don't know, they do more magic stuff than like comics or they don't really know about stuff or, you know. there's all kinds of issues I see at these comic shops. That's kind of why I want to make a comic shop, because I just feel like I have so many ideas that I think would do well with it. But, like I said, it's just I don't have the startup money. And I know it's like, I just got out of debt, you know, for the most part. You know, I don't want to get back into it. You know, I really want to pretty much be debt-free for the rest of my life, because that's just ridiculous. I'm not 100% debt-free at this point, but compared to where I was at, things are a lot better with that specific part of things. Even though I'd like to be making more money, so the bills wouldn't be so tough to pay, but at least I don't have a bunch of, like, credit cards over my head or nothing like that. So yeah, I don't know, kind of looking at what these options would look like, and, you know, I think I said I was thinking about maybe getting into coding, or, I don't know, maybe get into the video game industry, because that's kind of booming, you know, but, I don't know, graphic design as well, you know, it's art related. But, you know, people struggle in that, I guess, too. It's really hard to know what to do, but I don't know. Sometimes I'm kind of thinking maybe I should quit trying to push, really, with the comics and stuff and the music. And then I just think, I always think of the potential, but the reality just never matches up to the potential, you know? Like, with music, you know, selling digital albums is kind of a really cool thing. If you can get some traction with that, you can get residual income, you know, and that would be so awesome. But I have so many friends who do this, and I just look at what they're doing, and it's like they're doing better, much more activity than I am, and they're not making a living off of it either, you know. And it's like, what the heck do you have to do to get some traction, you know? So I don't know. And I guess, you know, my answer to that has always been, you know, well, because I can do art and music and a bunch of other things, you know, that combination of things, maybe I can get enough little streams that it'll become one thing that'll help me make a living. But then I run into the issue, well, I'm only one person. So, and, you know, this comic stuff takes an army to freaking create stuff, it seems like. Not an army, but maybe a team. I mean, there's a reason why there's a lot of different people in the credits of comic books, you know. Mainstream comic books, usually, you know. And they get these things out monthly, but they have a team, you know, working on it, and they barely get those out, you know. So I'm trying to do the same thing by myself. And they don't even sell all that well sometimes, you know. So it's like, I don't know, there's a lot of downsides. I'm trying to keep positive, but, you know, I guess I am positive about it for the most part usually, but when you get burnt out and you put a lot of effort and you get very little back, you kind of just can't help but be like, am I just an idiot for doing this, you know? I don't know. So, I guess that's that, really. Episode 50. Ending on a down note, I guess. I don't know, guys, like, I love this stuff. I'm gonna keep doing it. You know, next episode will be, I'll get on a topic and be all excited again, so it'll be cool. And you know, I'm gonna have some people come in and help me out, or you know, do some interviews. We'll get those going, and yeah, just keep pushing forward. And, you know, I got to get back on this 100 days thing. I kind of lost track of it, sort of. So, you know, I got to get back on, like, a run of it where I'm doing it every day, because I kind of just screwed myself and just had too many gaps to the point where it stopped being, you know, it's been like 2 weeks and I had maybe did two updates, you know, and it's kind of stopped being that habit that I was forming and, you know, went kind of way too far on the back burner there. So I want to get back to that. Maybe that'll help me to get back in the groove of things. Yeah, the sketchbook thing is, I'm not really going to even probably get that done in September, the way things are going, but, you know, I'll have to restart my efforts on that as well. But yeah, so that's pretty much what's going on in my world right now. You know, so hit me up and, you know, thanks for listening to this. Thanks for trudging through the struggle with me. you know, people seem to even like to hear this stuff because, you know, I guess they can relate and stuff. Sometimes people mention that, you know, so that's kind of cool. So if there is, hopefully there's something out of this that you get out of this. And yeah, I'll be back next week with episode 51. Thanks for listening, guys. You guys are awesome, guys and gals. And I will talk to you on the next Escape Artist Podcast.
Background music provided by Mr. Pool. You can find show notes at donkeyjawprojects.com, where you can also sign up for the newsletter. If you'd like to support, go to patreon.com/plex or go to iTunes and leave a review. And thank you so much for listening. Now get your butt out there and make some awesome stuff. It's Escape Artist.